This teaching comes to you from the team at Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're blessed by it. For more teachings, resources, or info, check out our website, www.anchorchurch.com.au.
I don't know if you realise this, but Brad and Catherine were actually the third and fourth people to join the launch team of this church plant in 2013. I still remember having the conversation at Jazz My Waffles in Rudy Hill with Brad about whether or not they would prayerfully consider joining this dream that we had of planting a church. And so you guys have been on this journey for quite some time. What are some of your favourite memories of the last nearly 4 years now?
Yeah, so much to share. There's so many memories. It's been an amazing journey, and you guys have all been part of it as well. Three things stood out to me. They're small little memories, but I think they capture a lot of what we're on about. I remember in 2013 when we had a core team meeting at Campos on Fountain Street in Alexandria, and we went prayer walking around Alexandria, and I think I was with Steve Asalo and a few others, and we walked down McAvoy, Euston Road, and prayed on the corner of Euston Road and Maddox Street, just praying for the city and praying for housing. For, you know, a lot of us were moving, we were moving down from the Blue Mountains to be part of this. People were moving in from the west, wanting to live in the area. And God answered that prayer for us by providing an apartment across the road from where we prayed. Mm. So that was an amazing answer for prayer in a really specific way. We've loved having people in our homes, around our dining table over the last 4 years, hosting a gospel community, coaching gospel community leaders, seeing people just experience family and community. Hey, Rupes. And you know, rediscovering the power of the gospel for their own sin and brokenness and suffering. So it's been really beautiful to create a space to facilitate that, and we just love having people in our home. And you know, there are people here that I hope have been blessed from that. And just one story. I remember one of the girls in our gospel community sharing about body image issues that, you know, she's wrestled with for a long time, and you know, just us being able to speak the gospel into her life about how beautiful she is in Christ and how God delights in her and rejoices in her, and she is a real treasure to him. And you know, that really breaks the chains of some of the things that she is wrestling with. And I think a third memory and highlight, when we've been having a break from hosting a gospel community this year, but when we were hosting Newtown GC, we ran regular dinner parties as a way for people to invite their friends and colleagues and family to just experience community, and as a way to share Jesus with people. So we specifically tried to run them around Easter and Christmas, trying to capitalize on those, times when it's easy to talk about Jesus, because Easter is about Jesus and Christmas is about Jesus. And, you know, we'd have 25 people through our home and throw like a lavish feast. And, one Easter we sat down and read the Easter story from the Bible, and there were non-Christians there just coming around and really eager to hear the Jesus story. And just creating spaces like that for mission in our home has been a real highlight as well.
That's great. Catherine, highlights for you?
How funny is doing interviews with kids? Anyway. Yes. Eva's like, I'm bored, can I go? Highlights for me, probably a huge one was launch. We'd been praying and dreaming, and then we launched at the Pack Theatre at Erskineville, and I was like, well, this is like legit, this is happening. And there were so many people there, and it was so exciting, and it was just like, yeah, this is good, this is happening. So that was really cool. Another one for me was my first gospel trip. It was with Hope and Nick. And that was amazing. It doesn't happen anymore, but that's fine. That was super encouraging and something, a real highlight for me in this journey. And another thing that I have loved is that Brad and I host quarterly GC like coaching dinners. So a bunch of GC leaders come to our house and we pray and we chat and we just love each other. And that's been like a huge highlight for us, particularly since we haven't been leading at GC. Still being able to love GC leaders and care for them has been really cool. Yeah.
That's great. Good. So many good memories. Brad, you've just finished 4 years of...
Almost.
Almost. Last exam...
Wednesday the 15th.
Right, you finished your lectures. All done for lectures.
Yeah, Friday, all done.
One more exam to go. Two more exams. Two.
Very close.
I've been paying attention, haven't I? How's God prepared you for ministry through this? What have been the highlights for you, the takeaways from 4 years of preparation for ministry?
Yes, so much. We've loved our time at college. It's been a huge blessing from God, and we've been living on campus at college the last 3 years, which has been amazing. Just experiencing that really rich community, sharing our lives together with our neighbours. And I think as we move next year, that's something that, you know, we want to continue, you know, experiencing that really rich community, even more so with you guys and with our neighbours where we'll be moving. I think one of the biggest things that has struck me is just how big it is that our Creator God, who is so transcendent and majestic, has always wanted a relationship with us. And that from eternity past, He created this world and created you because He loves you and wants a relationship with you. And, you know, He sent His Son, He sent His Spirit to make that happen, to overcome our sin, to bring us back into relationship with Him. So that's, you know, that's the gospel, right? But I think just rediscovering that, rediscovering the huge dimensions of that and the specific details of that has been amazing. I think another thing that's really stood out for me is just been thinking through that none of us read the Bible in isolation, just by ourselves, but we're really dependent on those who have gone before us. We really stand on the shoulders of giants, and, you know, thinking through the battles that have been fought in the past to, you know, fight for the doctrine of the Trinity and to rediscover the gospel in the Reformation. Like, we have such an amazing legacy that's been handed down to us that we now get to pass on to others. Mm. So, you know, it's exciting for us as a church to be celebrating the Reformation in a few weeks. And just, you know, seeing that 2,000-year tradition that, you know, we're at the end of. So we don't read the Bible in isolation, but we read it in conversation with the church, as a church at Anchor, as a community, but with the church throughout the ages. I think that's they're some of the things that have really struck me.
That's great. And what are you looking forward to next year? And the part that you are going to play in the vision that we have for our church, what's exciting for you?
Yeah, I mean, just personally, I'm really looking forward to having the single focus of ministry. College has been a challenging season. You know, I've felt like a divided focus between college responsibilities and church responsibilities, and at the same time wanting to be really present with Catherine and the kids and not wanting to neglect them but have them as my first priority. So that continues, wanting to love Catherine and the kids and you know, establishing healthy rhythms next year, because it'll be a big change. But in terms of coming on full-time at Anchor, Arnaldo's been doing an amazing job looking after gospel communities the last 18 months, and so I want to, you know, continue the good work that he has begun and build on that. I'm really looking forward to, you know, investing in our gospel community leaders more and more. As Catherine was sharing, one of our highlights has been having those coaching dinners with our GC leaders, and so we look forward to continuing that kind of thing. But just, you know, to an even greater extent, discipling our gospel community leaders so that they can then disciple others. That's something that I'm really looking forward to. I really believe in gospel communities. You know, I think our vision as a church is that we want to see the gospel go out to our city. We want to see the good news of Jesus transform our city, and I think gospel communities are at the forefront of that mission, and such a strategic way to reach our neighbours with the gospel. And so I really want to facilitate that more and more and equip you guys as you live on mission, so as we make disciples as a church.
That's great. We're excited for that too. Catherine, there's a lot of changes that lie ahead. What does the next season look for the Konemans, and how can we be praying for you guys?
Can you hold it, mate? Hold it still. Yeah, big changes for us. We're moving soon. And just on Friday, we found out that we got the house that we applied for in Forest Lodge, which is great news. Brad, like, is an eternal optimist, and he was like, yeah, we'll get it. And I'm a pessimist. So I was like, nah, but we got it. So praise God. So we're moving to a smaller place than we're currently in, but we're paying more. So pray that, particularly for me, that I'll be content with small living, and that will be, find great joy in, it's more blessed to give than receive. So pray that for us. What else is happening? Pray for missional opportunities for us. I've become really close friends with some of the other mums that are at preschool with Eva. And it's like this crazy opportunity where I'm forming these really amazing relationships with these non-Christian mums. And we're moving close to this one of the families that we've become really good friends with. So pray for that. That's really exciting. Pray for us as we get used to being in full-time ministry, I guess. That's going to look different for our family from studying, so pray for that. don't eat it. And I think Matt might talk a bit more about this, but we have to... We have to fundraise for some of our salary, so pray for that, that we can find it a joy to ask people... to give money and for people to be generous, abundantly generous, so that we can be working here full time. Anything else, Brad? Yeah.
Great. Well, we will pray about those things. So why don't we give the Konermans a round of applause. Thank you for doing interviews with kids. You know, we want to make a significant investment in our staff here at Anchor, and the Konermans are just one of the families that you invest in. When you give your money to Anchor, you are predominantly a significant portion of our budget is going towards our staff and providing for their families. And so as we think about what it looks like next year, we want to have more stories like this, more families, more staff members who we have been able to call into this this fun, exciting, growing staff team that we have to work towards together this vision that we have. And so Sow and Reap is about asking you to partner to increase our staff and capacity. And so we would love you to prayerfully consider and plan how God is calling you to play your part in that. And so if you want to take that Sow and Reap brochure home with you today, that would be really beneficial. And I just ask you to do two things in that. The first is to pray, to ask that God would show you what you or your family are being called to sow into this vision. And secondly, to plan, because generosity doesn't happen by accident. We would love you to plan to be prepared on Sunday, the 19th of November, to come and give together as a church and in faith as we take this step towards sowing into our staff team and our vision in the future. So please don't leave those brochures on the seats. Take them home with you today and stick them somewhere visible and noticeable and do those two things, pray and plan. I'm going to hand back to Dylan. Actually, I'm going to pray for the Konermans now and for this vision that we've got, and then I'm going to hand back to Dylan. So please join me as I pray. Father God, we thank you for Brad and Catherine. We thank you for the journey that they have been on, the part that they've played in seeing this church planted from the very beginning. God, we praise you for the provision of a house for them. We thank you that this house is really close to people that they've been seeking to missionally engage with. It's close to the office. It's central, but it is small. And so we pray that you'd help them to adjust to downsizing as a family, particularly as Catherine will be at home with two kids. We ask that you would help them transition well. We pray that they would transition from full-time study back to full-time work. Father, we pray that you would be providing for them as they seek to financially support themselves next year. We ask, God, that you would provide in abundance. God, we thank you for them. We thank you for the blessing that they have been to us, to all of our church already. We pray that you would continue to use them for your purposes, and we ask it in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.